Give the city its three names. A city needs three names. The public one, the priestly, and a secret, sacred name for the God we do not realize protects us. The winter day is hushed, like a child holding a snowflake on a mitten. Behind us, city towers send white vapor to join low clouds. The river path is empty. The dark is coming down. A coyote cries, silver yodel. Everything stops. Even the prowling dusk, even our breath to listen. Edmonton, a public name, polite gesture to mother country, mother company. The palisaded fort in wilderness, named for a suburb of London, birthplace of an aide-de-camp in the enterprise that piled fur and profit at the feet of the gentlemen adventurers of Hudson's Bay. Rough buffalo, stiff-haired beaver, wolf, and milky ermine. All the dead creatures in whose luxuriant pelts the trader's fingers wandered to grasp, assess, and sometimes simply to caress. Fur can seem as though it's still alive, a silent offering of spirit warmth. Beside us, the river is a parallel white path, almost untrodden. A few tracks cross its snowy fur, not the mechanical slide of skis or flopping human footprints, but the dotted autograph of paws, hooves, the light, living feet of birds. For a time, this outpost had another name, Fort Sans Pareil, an unusual flight of fancy for Round John Rowand, that most pushing, bustling man in the service, chief factor, who turned profits like a card trick, whose bones were boiled bare and shipped home in a rum barrel for burial in Montreal. Sans Pareil, a name from the coureur de bois, from the tongue of the missionary priests who strung their rosary across the prairies and into the dark pine woods. Into the aching dusk, coyote cries again. We hear but do not recognize our secret name.